This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Indian University at Crazy Horse has a new program designed for targeted health care, namely culturally sensitive Native treatment. South Dakota Public Broadcasting CJ Keene has more.
The Wechosani Health and Wellness Program aims to create a culturally competent healthcare worker in a career field that already lacks Indigenous representation. Jessica Fillmore is the university's outreach coordinator.
We have partnered again with Black Hills State University and Crazy Horse Memorial to come out with a new spring program, which is called the Wechosani Health and Wellness Certificate Program. Wechosani is actually the Lakota word for health and wellness, which is what the certificate program is all about. Some of the classes that we'll be offering are ethnobotany of the Northern Plains, Native food systems, as well as Native American public health.
Fillmore says this will be one of only a few programs of its kind in the entire country.
I definitely think that having the cultural sensitivity as well as knowledge of specific issues that face Indigenous communities is a really helpful skill set that we hope to provide students.
Angel Lee is director of the Indian University of North America. She says this class roster was a collaborative effort alongside Black Hills State University.
The goal is to provide a comprehensive course framework for students to earn a certificate that gives them an idea of the issues that face contemporary Native Americans in healthcare.
The 12-credit program begins in the spring 2025 semester, and the application is open through November 1st. For National Native News, I'm CJ Keene at the Crazy Horse Memorial.
A Wisconsin school district is launching an Ojibwe language immersion program for kindergarten students this fall. As Danielle Kading reports, school officials have been working with the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to support language revitalization efforts.
Around a dozen families had submitted papers to enroll their kids in the program prior to the beginning of the school year. Bayfield School District Administrator Beth Monidu Mukwa Papp says the district of roughly 420 students is unique because the vast majority of students are members of the tribe.
I can't understate how significant this is, not only for our community and our area, but for our children and their future.
Benisique Washington is the tribe's education division administrator. She says historic federal policies and Indian boarding schools forced many Native Americans to abandon their language and life ways.
Turning back to teaching our students through our language and our cultural lens, I think it will and it has had a very positive impact on our communities.
She says students will learn all the same subjects like reading and math in the Ojibwe language. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
The Office of Army Cemetery says it's honoring the requests of family members and tribes to return home the remains of 11 Native American students from the Carlisle Indian School Cemetery in Pennsylvania. This week, the process to disinter the remains began. The students are from tribes in Montana, South Dakota, California, and Oklahoma. They died between 1880 and 1910 while attending the government-operated Carlisle Indian Industrial School. Families and tribes of the students are likely to travel to Carlisle during the process over the next few weeks to accept the remains. The event, Reconciliation Through Art, is expected to take place September 30th in Ontario, Canada. The day-long event is bringing together Indigenous artists, performers, and knowledge keepers from across the province. Organizers say it's an opportunity for visitors to celebrate and support Indigenous artists while also building relationships in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The World Indigenous Business Forum comes to the Clyde Hotel in downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico, October 28th through the 30th. Early bird registration extended through September 9th at wibf.ca. Use code WIBF2024RADIO. Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 35 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.